The Beis Hamikdash Harishon is connected Avraham Avinu. The Bayis Sheni is connected Yitzchok Avinu. And the Bayis Shlishi is connected Yaakov. Now, by Avraham it says that he went up Lahar and Meriah. He went up to the mountain. By Yitzchok it says, Vasuach Basada, he went to the field. Mashengim by Yaakov it says that he negated the meaning of bias. In other words, bias vision is compared to a mountain. Bias sheni is compared to a har, to a soda, and bias shlishi is compared to a bias. Why is bias shlishi compared to a bias? So it's explained in Chassidus that a bias is a mokim agave karka. It's a place on top of the land, but it's a base kavua, it's a set place. Har and Soda are both gashmis, they're both land. Bayis is on top of the land, but however, the bayis is not an oil, which is a diras arai, but it's a diras keva, it's a set place. What's the significance of the fact that La'asid Lovi, we compare the Beis Hamikdash to a bayis? We know that La'asid Lovi, the Beis Hamikdash, is going to be a bayis nitzchi. Why is it going to be a bayis nitzchi? It's going to be a bayis nitzchi because the etzem of the Eibishter is going to be nizgala in that bayis. In other words, anything that we build, anything that a person builds, ends up being destroyed. Like the Pisca Ma'ilu, what goes up must come down. In other words, eventually, if a person builds something, eventually it's going to be destroyed. And that's the beer in a very peledic Rambam. The Rambam writes that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Bayis Rishon, Yoda Shasayfi Lichoriv, he knew that it was going to end up being destroyed. Fact the Rebbe, how did he know? He knew that it was going to be destroyed. He knew what was going to happen. So if he knew what was going to happen, why didn't he prevent it? So he says like this. He said, the very fact that he built it was Yedua Shasefi Lichorif. The fact that he built it and not the Eibishter, the fact that it was man-made, so that itself makes it Yedua Shasefi Lichorif. He didn't know what was going to be the reason why it was going to be destroyed. He didn't know when it was going to be destroyed. But the very fact that he built it was Yedua Shasefi Lichorif. However, the Bayis Shlishi is very different. Because the Bayis Shlishi, like we said, one of the explanations of Yoyed Mumayla means that the Eibush is going to instill in the Bayis Shlishi a special inyan. This inyan is the Elikus, which Elikus is Le'inochem Le'yishaker. Elikus is Emes. Emes is something which is inyan nitzchi. 99% kosher is 100% posel. One little thing could change something from being MS or not MS. It's explained in Chassidus the difference between MS and Mace. It's the same letters, it's just missing one aleph, one little thing. Like we know the story that there was one time a blood libel against the Yidden, and they found the body that the Goyim killed, and they said that Yidden killed it. So they came to one of the tzaddikim, and he took a pen, and he wrote MS on the person's forehead, and the body got back to life, and he came to court, and he said the whole story how the Goyim killed him. And right after he testified, he erased the Aleph, and it was the word Mace, and he passed away. The difference between MS and Mace is a little Aleph. What does that mean? It tells us a very simple thing. That if it's missing one little thing, it's shaynit emes. You can't have partly emes. Other say is, other to isn't. They printed recently a tshuva of the Rebbe, where someone wrote, they were writing that they're not fully orthodox. And the Rebbe took out the word fully. Other men is, you're not fully. Other men is nisht. By emes, there's no such thing as partly emes. Anything that a ben adam makes is not emes. And therefore, yada shesefi lichorev. The Eibishter is the inyan amiti. The Eibishter is emes, hu alikim chayim. The Eibishter is an emes on a lebedike got. And because the Eibishter is an emes on a lebedike, so therefore everything the Eibishter makes is emes, and therefore everything the Eibishter makes, this inyan, this koyach, is a inyan nitzchi. In other words, the inyan of nitzchi is something which is bestira to teva nivroim. Everyone knows how a pessimist looks at life. How does a pessimist look on the day the child was born? He says, no, he's one day closer to his death. Because people, they say, everyone looks, listen, it happens, it's a reality, deal with it. And therefore, every second, they look at it as one day closer. Because there's nothing nitzchi, something's going to run out, burn out, something's going to happen to it eventually. And therefore, people can't understand what it means nitzchi. People don't understand what it means forever. How could something be forever? If you look at the videos of Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, they had these timeline videos of the TV stations were interviewing Lubavitch Chassidim. You hear everyone saying that Rebbe is going to be forever and ever. It's so beyond the capacity of the intellect of people. Of Chaim Nitzchi, and they don't know what it means. Why? Because people understand that everything has a gvul. Everything has shape, size, and gvul. Only the Eibishter is Amiti, only the Eibishter is Nitzchi, the Eibishter and Moshe Rabbeinu. Because like we know, Maisi Yod of Nitzchi Meim. That's what it means. The Mishkan was never destroyed, it was only buried. Because Maisi Yod of Moshe Nitzchi Meim, Moshe is Emes, because Moshe Emes was Seirose Emes. Moshe is one with the Eibishter Mamish, and therefore everything about him is Emes as well. And therefore we say Moshe Loi Meis, because by Moshe, the Emes card is not Shaykh Misa. But the Beis Amigdash HaShlishi, being that it's going to be Be'ikr Binyana Dekutcha Brichu, it's the Eibishter's palace, it's the Eibishter's bayis, so therefore it's in this world, it's in the Teva Nivroim, but yet it will be Nitzchi, it will be forever. Because it's both things together. It's a Nivra Nitzchi, which that is the Etzem. When Lasa Lavi, the Atmos will be Nisgala, this Ingin of Nivra Nitzchi will be Nisgala. And therefore, by the Eibishter also, the life that we're going to live is a Chayim Nitzchim, and the Bayis of the Eibishter will be a Bayis Nitzchi. And that's the Inyan of Lasa Lavi, that it's going to be Al Derech Bayis, it's going to be an Inyan Nitzchi.